Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans. And a few days off for you guys, but a chance to get healthy after some sickness. And I want to get your thoughts on this break, how you've been able to get ready for this game coming up here against Troy.
Yeah, the guys have really done a good job of we've been, you know, learning the things that they like to do and reviewing it, and our GB group's doing a good job of running it. So we're taking advantage of it for sure. I think you can look at it one or two ways. You can look at it and say, well, gosh, we haven't played for so long, you know, and I talked to my high school basketball coach and Monty Marlin from Sublette, and he said, or you can look at it as you earned it. You earned the time off. So you get to have the time off. And that's the route that we chose to take was we earned it and we're going to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. As you guys will take on Troy for the second time this season and to catch up to speed on how the first meeting went, it was a wild game. Troy led by 11 points. Centralia struggled from beyond the arc, shooting 0 for 10 in the first half, 2 for 3 in the second half, though. They got hot late, and they ended up outscoring the Trojans 19-2 in the fourth quarter. So, Coach, hard to kind of recount and try to, like, maybe replicate how that game went. You probably don't even want that with the way you played in your first three quarters. But kind of taken back, what are some things that you learned from that game?
The first half, we had a tough time shooting, and obviously from the field goals and stuff like that. And then in the second half, we kind of started, I think the way we defended them was a little bit better. The backs, they were driving quite a bit and kicking to the backside, and they'd drive again. And then that's how they were getting a lot of stuff in their threes. And so we had someone sit on the back end and help on that. And I thought the on ball defense was a little bit better. And so that helped, but offensively, Quentin Aldifer kind of came on and he kind of started a spark for us. I think he made three buckets in a row. And so, he's been playing that way, you know, like we've talked since TVL. So he's a big spark. I think Duke, getting a couple offensive rebounds, that always alleviates a lot of stress with all of our guards. He's just going to, you know, every now and again, he's going to go get one probably over half the time. So, we know they're good and they're going to be tough and they're going to, I think Substate, everybody has a new life. It's, you know, looks like a whole new season. So you're going to get their best shot for sure. And as well, you know, our guys are going to play their tails off too. So it'll be a good game.
And it certainly will be broadcasting that right here on KMZA. And Coach, you guys beat them in Substate in this round, the semifinals, 40-36 last year. Does your team kind of think about that game at all? And I'm sure probably Troy is thinking about that game, trying to get revenge from last year's loss. But does that game kind of rest in their minds as to how you guys were able to beat them last year at this stage?
Not really, because honestly, I think the whole dynamic of their team is a lot different. Our entire plan going into last year is totally different than our plan this year. You know, we take away some things from that we thought helped us and they had a tough time with. So, but not really. No, we haven't really even talked about it. You know, it is kind of funny that it's set up exactly, the whole Substate is set up exactly how it was a year ago. So, you know, Burlingame playing Seabury and it was the same thing on our side. So it's odd, but I'm sure that, you know, we'll talk to them about they're probably using that game as fuel, because they had a great team last year, you know, and as did we, and we just so happened to take that one. So, I would use that as fuel if I was them too. And so our guys need to be aware of that.
Yeah, it certainly did take that one as Trenton Talley, of course, the game-winning buzzer beater, Substate Finals. That was a fun time in Onega, especially for you guys as well, getting to state. Trying to get back to state for the second consecutive year, hoping for more success in the state level as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Not just today, of course, but the entire season as well. And best of luck here this weekend.
Hey, thanks, Jared. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Centralia boys of basketball coach Nick Evans here in Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.